This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar's foreign minister, who is also the country's deputy premier, was briefly in Afghanistan Sunday, becoming the most senior diplomat to visit the country since the Taliban's takeover on August 15th. A Taliban official tweeted the minister met senior officials of the new Afghan regime, although details of their talks were not disclosed. Qatar has long acted as a mediator on Afghanistan, hosting the Taliban's talks with the United States under former President Donald Trump, and then with the now deposed Afghan government of President Ashraf Ghani. It's also supporting tens of thousands of Afghans who were evacuated in the final weeks of the U.S.-led occupation as they are processed before heading to other nations. No country has yet formally recognized the Taliban government. Only three did during their first rule of the hardline Islamists from 1996 to 2001. Iraq's prime minister became the first foreign leader on Sunday to visit and meet with Iran's president Ebrahim Raisi since the hardliner took office in August. Raisi said Iraq had agreed to waive visas for Iranian pilgrims to Shiite holy sites in Iraq later this month, adding, quote, decisions were also made about the two countries' financial issues that should be adopted. Iraq relies on Iranian gas and electricity, but imports have been irregular recently due to outstanding payments. Iran's state gas company said late last year that it had slashed supplies to Iraq over more than $6 billion arrears, placing Baghdad and other cities at risk of power shortages. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pope Francis said on Sunday Hungary could preserve its Christian roots while opening up to the needy, an apparent response to nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban's stand that Muslim immigration could destroy its heritage. Francis arrived in Hungary early on Sunday for an unusually short stay that underlines differences with the anti-immigrant Orban. He held a mass for tens of thousands of people in central Budapest. Francis has often denounced what he sees as a resurgence of nationalist and populist movements, called for European unity, and criticized countries that try to solve the migration crisis with unilateral or isolationist actions. Later on Sunday, Francis moved on to Slovakia, where he will stay much longer, visiting four cities before returning to Rome on Wednesday. The trip is the Pope's first since undergoing major surgery in July. Francis told reporters on the plane taking him to Budapest that he was, quote, feeling fine. Belarus's strongman president Alexander Lukashenko on Sunday praised Russian and Belarusian troops for their readiness to jointly defend the two countries as he oversaw massive military drills that have spooked some European countries. Russia and Belarus launched military drills on Friday involving about 200,000 personnel, one of Moscow's biggest exercises in recent years. Lukashenko says the two countries are ready to counter what he called, quote, hybrid aggression from the West, and he claims troops from Kazakhstan also took part in the drills. On the eve of the exercise, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the drills with Belarus were, quote, not directed against anyone, and Lukashenko struck the same note on Sunday. Soldiers are being deployed in southeastern Spain to join the battle against a major wildfire that is burning for a fourth day. It's destroyed more than 15,000 acres of forest and prompted fresh evacuations, bringing the total number of residents displaced to around 2,000. Fire officials described Sunday earlier as a, quote, key day for bringing the blaze under control. A combination of hot and dry temperatures with strong winds created a perfect storm, turning the blaze that started late on Wednesday into what a regional official described earlier this week as a, quote, hungry monster. Authorities say they do have evidence of arson. Wildfires are common in southern Europe during the hot, dry summer months, but have been particularly numerous around the Mediterranean this year, worsened by the intense August heat waves. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.